Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about all the different people inside you, of you? Now, tell me, would you like to learn more about your inner child? You know, we all have one. Have you ever wanted to meet your inner adolescent? Well, that's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Can you imagine having a sit-down with your inner parent? Tell me, do you know what it takes to make big changes in your life? I'm talking about really, really big changes. And when was the last time you heard about someone who is called your coach for change? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers to these questions that we're asking? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to make changes? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be welcoming back a guest who has been on the show before, and he is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with inspirational, informative lessons and some really, really great advice. I'm pleased to announce today that our show is featured live on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host with Blog Talk, and we have over 1 million fantastic listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. So thank you to all of you out there who went to view me. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. After climbing the corporate ladder and experiencing the successes as well as the failures, he yearned to do something else. However, the financial cocoon he built and enjoyed was hard to leave to pursue a different vocation. In 26, his wife and he moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, rather than New York, where his current employer wanted him to move. Then in 27, he accepted a position in the financial industry for one of the banks in Charlotte. Then his wife and he experienced the most dramatic turning point in their lives. On January 15th, 29, his wife was on flight 1549 that landed on the Hudson. Then, a week later, almost to the hour, he was downsized by the same company that they both worked for. This was the start of his coaching career, but he was unaware of it. He was fine on the outside, but imploding on the inside. His heart and head didn't want to go back into corporate USA, so he decided to do something that he truly enjoyed, and that was to work with others to discover more about themselves. I am pleased to welcome back to the show David Whitman. Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Good, January. How are you?
It's wonderful to have you back on the show and sharing your coaching, Coach for Change techniques. I'm so happy to have you. Now let's talk about what we're going to talk about. We wanted to talk about, well, first of all, have you and your wife totally recovered from that traumatic experience that she went through and you went through?
I would say the only leftover from that experience has been my wife has an affinity now for watching a program on Nat Geo called Air Disasters. And, you know, she goes, "Oh, that's not good," or whatever. So I don't know, it, you know, how cathartic it is for her to do that. But other than that, like I said, she was ready to fly back that night. So
really?
She's pretty much moved on. Yes.
Oh wow, wow! I can't imagine getting on a plane after something like that happens. But I think it's like getting back up on a horse. If you don't do it right away, you probably will never do it. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I was amazed myself, but, you know, that's my wife. She's pretty much a forward, rear mirror driving person.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, that was kind of a funky landing, but okay. You know, now I want to go back. Now I want to go back home.
Has her experience been broadcast? Have they made a TV show or a movie about what happened on that flight?
Actually, she was featured in the book that came out, Miracle on the Hudson.
Oh, okay.
She was interviewed and has excerpts and segments throughout the book along with the other 150 people that were on the flight.
Uh-huh.
So, in fact, the plane is here in Charlotte, and I do have a couple of articles that I want to donate. The sweater from the New York Waterways that she was given when she was on the transport and stuff like that. So we want to go take a picture of her sitting in seat 17C. And you know, we've got a little bundle of, you know, flight stuff, you know. But
is the plane in a museum, or why is it in Charlotte?
Yeah, it's actually in the Aviation Museum at Charlotte, and I think they've opened it to the public. It's the whole plane.
Oh my gosh! Well, it should definitely be called the Miracle Plane. What an amazing story, and I'm so glad that they all survived. Well, now let's talk about integrated people, and you're helping coach people and to help them make decisions that are mental, emotional, physically, and spiritually based. How do you know which inner person is making that decision? Because we talked about the child, the adolescent, and the adult.
Okay. When we say integrated people, we are, like you mentioned, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically based, and we make decisions, choices in our life based on one of those four quadrants, if you will. And that quadrant can change within a couple of minutes. You could be making a mentally based decision, and then you know, your boss comes in or something unexpected happens. Now you're all emotional. Now you're making choices from that place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
And that really helped me learning about myself. Wow, where is this decision coming from?
Uh-huh.
Is it the brain? You know, is it the heart? And it allowed me to gain clarity where the decision was coming from. And then I was able to ask myself, is this the best place for it to serve me, to feed me, to fulfill me? And the revelation that comes through that is, wow, no, this is not the place that's going to feed me and nurture me. This is the place that's going to cause, we call them ants, another negative thought.
Oh, okay. Ants, another negative thought. I like that.
Another negative thought, yeah.
Very good. You know, Dave, we're going to take a break and hear about your host today. But when we come back, I want you to share your website information, and we'll talk about which person is making the decision, which inner person takes over when you have a big decision to make. We'll be right back with David Whitman.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Welcome back with my guest, David Whitman, the Coach for Change. And we were talking about, first of all, David, share your website information so my listeners can contact you.
The website is deltatransitions.com. And if you want to email me, it's david@deltatransitions.com. And if you Google Delta, I'm one of the first things that pops up because it's a mathematical term, and I guess the coaching aspect of it just elevated it.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And a lot of you out there who want to be coached by David, you can do it. You don't have to be right there with him. You can do it over the Internet. He's a fantastic coach, and I highly recommend him. When we're talking, we were talking about making decisions. And how do you know who is making the decision? Is it your child or your adult or the adolescent inside you?
Great question. Through, reading and seminars and so on and so forth, these topics were broached. And what I did, January, was I related it right down to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is my inner child? You know, the inner child loves to play. Think of an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, and, think back to when you were that age, what you did for fun, walking in the grass, the joy, the wide-eyedness, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the child is they're scared of things they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that on the inner, when I'm on my bicycle and I'm riding and stuff like that, my inner child comes out.
Yeah.
It just loves the wind in my face, and I'm not thinking about anything. I am just fully present, absorbed in the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, when there's things that I'm not sure about, I tend to shy away because I'm not, I don't know. It's kind of like, being afraid of the dark, the unknown of the future, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the second person is the adolescent. And I love the adolescent because they're full of vim and vigor and energy and their uniqueness, and they want to put their stamp on the world and, come with all great aplomb and just fully express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the adolescent is when they're shunned, when they're not accepted, they can go to revenge or nobody loves me. They start to act out in ways to exact a price.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're stepping on their dreams. And the other one is the parent. I love this one also, and I'm really learning this one fully. There's the critical parent. The parent that drives you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do better, so on and so forth. And the other one is the nurturing parent. The parent that supports you. The parent that tells you, I love you. You are special to me. The real challenge that I'm now really embracing is when the critical parent comes out.
Uh-huh.
I say, well, what would my nurturing parent say? Loving parent. What would be their perspective? And again, this relates back to decisions.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. This is an interesting exercise because when you go through the day and you have a decision to make or something happens, you have to step back a moment and think about who is actually in charge within you, the child, the adolescent, or the parent. And that's something I've never thought about, but it sure does make sense.
And I love how you worded it. I would only substitute in charge to who's speaking.
Who's speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it my ticked off inner adolescent that's speaking?
Yeah.
or is it my 19-year-old put my stamp on the world adolescent that's speaking?
Or is it that child?
Yeah. Oh, the child, when you're in touch with your inner child, that is the most pure fulfillment. Because you're not thinking about putting air in the tires, going shopping, or anything like that. You're just right in the moment, enjoying the heck out of the moment that you're in.
I think everyone should make it a point to visit with that inner, become that inner child for a small portion of every day. Don't you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. And you can, here's a great exercise. When a situation happens, say, I'm going to look at it as my inner child, the person that likes to have fun, rather than my critical parents. Says, you better be careful. You're going to get hurt. And when you take those different perspectives, the choices become different. You're able to explore different possibilities. And the great thing about exploring different possibilities is you then begin to choose the ones that feed you, nurture you, allow you to come out fully.
And what are some exercises that you can do to get in touch with this inner person? I know this is a good exercise, a good thing to do. I've never really thought of it and applying it to my daily decisions. How do you get in touch with that person, the three little people inside you?
the first great exercise is just ask yourself, who's speaking?
Who's speaking, okay.
Yeah, I think to really set the table with that, allow yourself to go to the happy 9-year-old and inhabit that space fully and get to feel what it means to you, what it feels like for you. This way, when the feeling comes up in the future, you can say, oh, I'm feeling this. This is my happy inner 9-year-old.
Right.
So if you were able to take all six and establish whatever it is in yourself, what you're feeling, and each inhabiting each one of those roles, you might even, as an exercise, take a legal pad or go to a Word doc and type adolescent and put, you know, the inner adolescent that's striving, energy. Mm-hmm. You know, put down the words that it means to you, and then put on, you know, the rebellious adolescent and what that means to you. So you get comfortable with, and you get to know each one of those six.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I'm very impressed with you pointing out that each inner child has a positive and a negative aspect. The adolescent and the parent, there's good and bad in all of them. You just have to acknowledge it, don't you agree?
Yes, acknowledging it is huge. The second part that's equally as important is sometimes that negative parent or that critical parent is overstepping its bounds.
Oh, yeah.
It's seeping into the loving parent. So by recognizing and you say, you know, this doesn't feel right in my loving parent, what I feel is a loving parent. So, and lack of a better word, get back to your spot. I mean, the critical parent does have a purpose in our lives.
Sure.
Could you be doing more? Did you stop a little early? You know, could you have done more? That is in a positive, constructive role.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the ant, another negative thought.
I like that ant. And, you know, there's a line that can be crossed in every aspect, and so you have to evaluate it and kind of step back and look at it and decide what's actually going on inside you. This is such a great interview and a great exercise. We're going to take a break and hear from my sponsor. And when we come back with the Coach for Change, David Whitman, we're going to talk about your ego, what is positive and what is negative. We'll be right back.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Well, I'm getting to be socially fit, and I hope that the million listeners out there will join me in getting socially fit, too. We're back with David Whitman, and we're going to be talking right now about ego, what is positive and what is negative with your ego.
Positive and negative ego.
Mm-hmm.
Negative ego. The ego is there. Its function is to protect us.
Okay. Okay.
And sometimes it oversteps its boundaries where it's overprotecting us.
Okay.
Negative ego is ant territory. Negative thoughts, limiting. Fear, you're going to be hurt. All those things that don't allow you to fully show up and live intentionally into your life.
Mm-hmm.
The positive ego is the part that is nurturing, that the part that accepts I may fail. I am vulnerable. I can't ask for help and not feel that others are going to judge me and feel less than.
Uh-huh.
Positive ego says, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And by unlocking these doors, it allows the inner essence, who I am, my type, to come out and explore.
Mm-hmm.
And explore in what I call calm confidence.
And how do we recognize which ego is involved? I mean, would it be that one would give you a really good feeling and the other one would give you a not so good feeling?
Boy, feelings. That's another talk show, January.
Feelings. The F word.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. When you think of negative, the word that immediately comes to mind for me is limiting.
Uh-huh, yeah.
When you start to get that feeling in your body, in your gut or your heart, not in your head, because the head is rationalized till forever.
Mm-hmm.
Negative, I'm going to go with limiting, and positive is empowering.
Empowering, okay. Limiting and
so,
empowering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when humans make 1,500 choices a day. Yeah, think about that.
Wow, that's amazing.
Huh, yeah, I tried to count them, and I reached 100 before I even got out of the bathroom.
I've never thought about it, but I'm sure you're right. Now,
sure.
Let me ask you, can your ego harm us? Or does it protect us?
The ego is there to protect us. It limits us. Would you consider not being able to fully live your life as being harmed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The thing is, and what I'm experiencing is, keeping the negative ego in its place and not allowing it to seep out and color my entire world, to question it, to poke at it, see what's – I'm angry. Well, why are you angry? Getting – you know, there's the root underneath the anger. Exploring and getting comfortable and understanding that is the first step towards leaning more towards a positive and empowering. You know what? That really doesn't – that doesn't make me afraid anymore. So you've embraced it and you've released it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Embracing and releasing it.
Embracing and releasing is far more powerful. What's the saying? That you resist persists.
Oh, yes. That's so true. That's so true.
So those are some of the – your body. Your body is your best radar. What are you feeling? And stay out of the head.
I've never heard that put that way, but that probably is great advice.
In one of my foundational coaching classes, an offhand quip from one of the instructors was, the mind is a scary place to go alone.
Oh, wow. That's I can really relate to that. And you know what else I can really relate to is having you on the show, Dave. You're wonderful to talk to, and I do want you to promise to come back, because I think we ought to do a show sometime soon on that F word, feelings, because I know it's a tough word for a lot of men and for a lot of women. Hope that you will be able to join us again.
Yes, thank you. And I just wanted to be in service to your listeners and in the hopes that they were able to glean one nugget that they can use in their life after hearing this.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Thank you so much. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all of our interviews and all of our amazing guests with constant streaming at lovetalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are all eclectic, energizing, exciting, and they will amaze you, they will amuse you, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful. If you've enjoyed our show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with Blog Talk Radio. I would love to welcome you to our no whining world. You know, we really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today like David and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate comment of the day. If not for chocolate, there would be no need for control pantyhose, and an entire garment industry would be devastated. So for now, I want all of you to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to David Whitman. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and to stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.